Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
I'm thinking back to when I was a young adult. I've discovered people think differently when they first enter the adult world than when they have a decade or two of life experience behind them. That was certainly true for me. As life happened and challenges piled up, I began to realize I need a little more wisdom. So what did I do? Fortunately, I pursued wisdom because I realized I didn't have much on my own. Now, I frequently visit the Timeless Library of Wisdom. Thankfully, it's open anytime, night or day. And we'll talk more about that a little later in this content. Let's start with a very thought-provoking scripture. Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. That's from 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18. What an odd scripture. In fact, it sounds strange. Perhaps strange enough to explore. Whatever could such a verse mean? Well, for starters, Paul is saying God declares the wisdom of today's world is foolishness. Well, if that's true, then where do you begin to go after wisdom? Well, first of all, Scripture defines wisdom in two ways. First of all, godly, and second, worldly. If you wrestle with those two opposing ideas, you'll likely ask lots of questions about wisdom. Questions like these. Is wisdom based on your personal assessment about things or something outside yourself? Is wisdom something that shifts? Or is it permanent? How does popular thought affect wisdom? Does trending data interface with wisdom? If so, how? What foundation is wisdom based on? How does godly wisdom differ from worldly wisdom? How does God's perspective fit into wisdom that can change your life? Well, I think the best place to start is with God's perspective. So let's explore His ideas about wisdom. First of all, God knows the thoughts of the worldly wise are futile. He sees clear through to the middle and the end of every scenario. Second, the person willing to be seen as a fool by the world in order to become increasingly wise in God's ways is already turning the doorknob on the door to wisdom. Interesting. Third, the individual humble enough to admit they need God's wisdom is the person ready to receive wisdom from God. And fourth, the person who cares more about what God thinks than the world's opinion is already wise. Hear this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10, and Proverbs 1, 7, and 9, verse 10. In summary, God is aware of everything down to every detail. So, pursuing more of God gives you four things. First of all, it gives you clearer vision into and through issues. We just talked about that. The second thing is it helps you turn the doorknob on the door to wisdom. And we mentioned that one as well. The third, it proves you are ready for deeper fellowship with God. And then the fourth thing we already talked about is that it means you care more about what God thinks than what others think. These four things are life-changing. How can you gain a little more wisdom? Have you caught yourself considering compromises? How important is it to you to be seen as a wise person, an intellectual, a voice that others listen to. Surely, you have noticed some people match their thoughts, words, and presentations with popular trends. Indeed, there's also the increasingly popular skeptic platform, amplified by various podcasts, talk shows, popular opinion, and positions of prestige. People will do almost anything to preserve how others perceive them. Thus, they often work hard to present themselves with a satisfying, public, positive self-view. In other words, they focus on thinking of themselves as well-thought and well-spoken, regardless if they actually are well-thought and well-spoken. God's Word reinforces that with any time, space, person, method, or strategy that promotes envy or selfish ambition, there will also be a time, place, person, method, or strategy of disorder and every evil practice. Well, that's different than what you often hear today. And interestingly, it's from the timeless library of wisdom that's open anytime, night or day. God's Word gives a great definition of wisdom. Here it is. First of all, it is pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, full of good fruit. It's impartial and it is sincere. From James chapter 3, 16 and 17. If you truly care about being wise, here's a good approach. Ask Jesus to identify your heart's motives, what you desire the most. Here are some steps and questions to help you identify your heart's motives. Guess what? The first one, yep, we start with a pause. We often talk about how important it is to start a process of self-evaluation with a pause. Second, pray for a spirit of humility. Third, be honest. Four, measure your responses with what Scripture says about envy and selfish ambition. Number five, look for disorder in your mind, words, and life. Six, pick out any questionable underlying motives. Seven, where do you care more about how others perceive you than how God sees you? Number eight, have you been pushing your own agenda, perhaps at the cost of hurting others? Nine, are you submissive to God, full of mercy and kind to others? And number 10, are your comments and opinions impartial, sincere, and eternal? In other words, based on Scripture? If you answer those questions well, you can know you desire more wisdom. Good for you. Let's ask you a question, and I'm going to ask me at the same time. Which defines your and my heart? So it's time to ask, what kind of wisdom defines your heart and life more accurately? Is it the godly or the worldly wisdom? Once you identify any worldly pursuit in your life, you need to act quickly and decisively. Be courageous to step away from it. This is going to require two things. First of all, an honest heart. And second of all, a courageous spirit. In good conscience, you can begin to operate as a fool for Jesus. The Lord knows your inner thoughts. Additionally, He knows how to preserve your life in all scenarios you experience. Plus, you can trust Jesus to take care of you. That's His part. However, He wants you to protect your heart from the effects of worldly influences. That's your part. Remember in the introduction, I talked about being a young adult and needing more wisdom. And then I asked a question. So what did I do? Well, I said, I started to frequently visit the Timeless Library of Wisdom, open anytime, night or day. Well, additionally, I discovered a practical list of action steps, and I'd like to go through those with you right now. First of all, I got more serious about each day. Next, I admitted I lacked wisdom. Third, I asked God for wisdom. This lasted for several years, and I still pray for wisdom decades later. In fact, I claim James 1 verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Number 4, I began to accept myself as God accepts me, a person under grace and mercy. In other words, I learned how to live in remorse while at the same time completely free and joyful. Number 5. So after all of that, further, I accepted trials as training. As I yielded to this training, I really grew in my relationship with God. Number 6. I asked God to make me hungry and thirsty for Him. I went after God with all I have. 7. Setting feelings aside, I decided to love Him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Interestingly, loving God changes you. Plus, I was stunned to begin to enjoy God loving me. And then number 8, amazingly, I practiced another behavior, rejoicing in God, praising Him, thanking Him for all He is doing, even though I couldn't see or understand it all. Okay, so here's a little PS for you. The Timeless Library of Wisdom is being in Scripture and prayer daily. Plus, it's applying God's Word through the day or night, while staying in touch with God. This is the beginning of wisdom. Well, so that's the answer to the question, what did I do? But now I want to ask, what did God do? Well, He changed me. And this opened the amazing resource of wisdom. In fact, the more I realize a scripture that's in John 3:30, the more stable my life is. Here's that scripture. He must become greater, I must become less. Guess what? God is still changing me. I have so much to learn. Actually, I can't think of a better way to live than to have God continually transforming, teaching, and training me. Again, this is the beginning of wisdom. The best part is realizing Jesus is my dearest friend, faithful companion, and source of wisdom. Here are some application thoughts and questions over today's material. 1. Do you ever lack wisdom? How do you handle that? 2. Do you find yourself going after godly or worldly wisdom most? 3. Are you willing to be a wise fool for Jesus? Remember, this takes courage. 4. Have you remembered God loves you and wants to do life with you? Number 5. How much time do you spend in the Timeless Library of Wisdom, open anytime, night or day? 6. Remember, this Timeless Library is simply getting into Scripture and prayer daily, plus applying God's Word through the day or night while staying in touch with God. This is the beginning of wisdom. Number 7, are you going after God with all you have? And number 8, do you choose to love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Portions of this content came from our book, Epistles for an I Generation, Relevant in a Digital Age. It's a devotional book that takes you through 1 and 2 Corinthians. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.